Sada Jackson lost her mother, Ilena Watson, to breast cancer in 2016, just before she became a mother herself. Over the years, Sada longed to learn more about her mom. So she sat down at StoryCorps with her mom's best friend, Angela Moorhead Megida.
I just thought it'd be really cool to sit with one of her friends. Like, how often do you get to do that, to sit with your parents' friends and just ask questions and they don't get to jump in and say, don't tell her that.
Don't tell her what I said.
I want to know more about my mom as a woman because I only knew her as mom.
The part that most children don't see from their parents is the vulnerability. I think for the both of us, we became vaults for each other. We call them vaults. She's like, okay, I need a vault moment. As a matter of fact, she helped me when I had my son. I remember calling her the day I came home with Christopher. Mm-hmm. I sat on my couch and I had all of these beautiful things from my baby shower. And I'm just bawling. I said, Ilena, what am I supposed to do now? And she was so clear. She's like, you're going to hold your baby. All that stuff in the living room is going to stay right there until you get yourself together. So that was the one thing about Ilena. She would never let me lose it.
I got emotional when you were telling the story because losing my mom to breast cancer when I was entering my 8th month of pregnancy and not having that chance to call her when I got home, it still bothers me. But at the same time, I heard her say, don't you be no sad mama for my grandbaby.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I need my daughter to be strong.
Yeah. And I'm feeling that. I'm feeling like her encouraging me, saying, now you're the mother. You're a woman.
Oh, yeah.
And when my baby looks up to me and I'm singing certain lullabies that she sang to me, I'll do like a little run and I'll be like, that was a mom
That's
run.
Your mother. Yep. I'm watching every seed that your mother sowed in life manifest in you, in your son, in your marriage. And I remember when my mother had passed away and she came to the funeral, she hugged me. She whispered in my ear and she said, you got this. You will not break down. You will walk in there and be the legacy that your mother left to you.
Yeah.
And so I say that to you. You will not lose it. You will not break down. And you will walk in the legacy that your mother left for you.